Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, heading to the postseason in the NFL. 17 weeks are now in the books. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Jared Dubin joins us from CBS Sports. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Jared, last night, Eagles and what they did in benching Jalen Hurts and what people are kind of feeling about how they played the last part of that game. Is there any excuse or any reasoning that makes sense to you as to why Doug Peterson did what he did?
The reasoning, I suppose, is that they just didn't particularly care whether or not they won the game. I don't know that they were necessarily trying to lose. I mean, I think if you're trying to lose, why not just start Sudfeld, not put Hurts out there to begin with? I just don't think they particularly cared whether or not they won, whether they need an excuse or not. I mean, it's their season. If they don't sure. want to care if they win or not, you know, good for them. The one thing I don't understand is thinking that the Giants have any particular, you know, claim or reason to be angry with them. Like, if you want to win your division, don't go 6-10. Don't lose to Mitch Trubisky. Don't lose to Carson Wentz. Like, the Eagles could do what they want. The Giants, I don't think, really have any particular reason to be angry about it.
In terms of teams, I mean, look, there's different ways that you can go about your final game of the season when you don't particularly play the guys you should play. You could rest guys and everyone seems okay with it. Or you can do what the Eagles did, which is we're not making the playoffs and for whatever reason we're making a quarterback change. Is there a difference between those two when you're talking about teams that are looking to gain a playoff advantage based on what you may be doing in the final weekend of the season?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, I don't see anybody complaining that the Bills did the exact same thing that the Eagles did yesterday. You know, they played Josh Allen for whatever it was, a half or two and a half quarters or whatever it was, and then they put Matt Barkley in. But nobody cares because it didn't affect whether or not the Giants won the division, but it could have affected whether or not the Dolphins made the playoffs. Like, if the Bills happened to, you know, be losing that game at the time. Sure, it sure seemed like they had just planned to play Josh Allen for a particular amount of time and then bring in Matt Barkley, which, I mean, I guess it sort of seemed like the Eagles planned to do with Hurts and Sudfeld. They played him three quarters and then brought Sudfeld in for the fourth. You know, the Chiefs didn't play their quarterback who was fully healthy. The Steelers didn't play their quarterback who was fully healthy. You know, it's... teams are going to do whatever they think is best for them in week 17, and they don't particularly care how it affects other teams for the most part.
Before we get to the individual teams that are going on to the postseason and the season that we just had, the larger picture of it, Jared, is that we did get 17 weeks of football in. It had some bumps and bruises. We didn't go into the 18th week to sort of make up games. Overall, though, how would you grade how the NFL handled COVID with all the scheduling quirks? How did you think they pulled this off?
I mean, I think that they pulled it off because they decided they were going to pull it off and then pulled it off. It would have been very easy and probably much more logical to schedule an 18th week, and we wouldn't have had things like, you know, who was it? The Broncos playing without a QB room, the Browns playing without a wide receiver room, one night where I think it was the Packers essentially playing without their running back room and the 49ers playing without like 12 offensive starters. That would have made much more sense. You know, I would say getting all 256 games in without quote unquote canceling one qualifies as an accomplishment. They certainly changed a whole lot. You know, we had games postponed three or four times at once. That Ravens Steelers game was pushed back a bunch of times. The Ravens-Cowboys game was pushed back a bunch of times. They did what they had to do to do exactly what they wanted, which was to play the regular season in 17 weeks.
So the Buffalo Bills, as you mentioned earlier, they won their game against Miami big, and they've been winning by double digits. A lot of people go into this season, and they obviously have Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City as the team to beat, Super Bowl champs, and everything that they are. How close is the gap between where Kansas City is going into the postseason and where the Bills are heading into the playoffs?
I think that's sort of the biggest question. To me, the Chiefs are the rather obvious favorite to me. I mean, they've been the best team throughout the season. But I do think that if you're going to beat them, you really need an offense that's going to keep up with them. And there only seem to be a few offenses in the league that are really able to even come close to keeping up with them. One of them is the Bills. One of them, I think, has been the Titans throughout the season. I'm pretty sure the Titans wound up leading the league in scoring. Surprisingly, I'm not sure a lot of people know that. And then I think you got the Packers in the NFC too. I think it's going to have to be one of those teams that takes them down, and it's, you know, a question of whether you really can keep up with them for a full 60 minutes. And even if you can, I mean, we've seen, you know, go back to the game the Chiefs played against the Dolphins, where, you know, they went down by 10 points pretty early, and then all of a sudden, within like 7 minutes of game time, they're up by three touchdowns. It's not just that you have to keep up with them. It's that, I mean, your defense needs to play a role too. And that's, I think, the good thing about the Bills is their defense has been playing much better over the final third or fourth of the season. And I think that they're probably the team best positioned to take out the Chiefs, but I don't know that that necessarily means that they're all that close to being able to do it, if that makes sense.
The Bears get into the playoffs. They did go 8-8. Does that change any sort of direction for Mitch Trubisky with the organization? Is it still a wait and see, or is it still kind of decided?
It wouldn't change anything for me, but I'm not Ryan Pace, and he's made a lot of decisions that I wouldn't make over the past several years.
Good point.
Who knows?
From the standpoint of the Steelers, the Steelers may have righted the ship a little bit in that win against Indianapolis. Do you buy that, or do you still see the same things that plagued them during their losing streak bothering them when they go up against the Browns for the third time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still somewhat worried about their ability to create explosive plays offensively. So much of their offense is just throwing, you know, 2 or 3 yard passes and then trying to create after the catch. And, you know, they did come down and throw the ball downfield a bunch of times in that second half against Indianapolis, but it's not like that's been their game all year and they're suddenly going to, you know, go back to doing that all the time. You know, it's still, I think, going to be a struggle for them to move the ball in chunks down the field. They're going to have to, you know, do the old, like, matriculate the ball downfield type of thing. And that depends a lot on not making mistakes. It depends a lot on not dropping passes, which has obviously been, you know, a big issue for them throughout the year. If their defense shows up and plays really well, you know, I think if they get the defensive performance they did yesterday against the Browns, they got a pretty good chance to win. If their defense shows up and plays even better, they're likely to win. If their defense shows up and, you know, does what they did in the first half against the Colts, then things are going to be tough because they're not really positioned. I know they did it against the Colts, but they're not really positioned to be a team that comes back from a multi-score deficit just because of the way their offense has been set up throughout the year.
We've seen some teams go into the playoffs with losing records. We saw Carolina do it. We saw Seattle do it. They've won home playoff games. It's obviously different with the home situation this year. Is Washington capable of winning a playoff game? Do you feel like there is a chance that they could beat a Buccaneers team?
Look, I don't think that they are as good as the Buccaneers. I don't think anybody in their right mind would tell you that they are. But I think one thing that you've seen with the Bucs throughout the season is that their offense is very, very good against bad defenses, and it's not nearly as good against good defenses, which, you know, obviously. But, you know, this Washington team has a good defense. They're especially good in the front four, and if they can get pressure on Brady and they can disrupt that a little bit, then they got a chance to keep the game relatively low scoring and put themselves in position to pull off an upset. Do I think it's particularly likely to happen? No, but they're the kind of team that would be able to do it. Like, I think they've got a much better chance of beating them than, you know, if the Cowboys had won the division and they're coming in with, you know, a team that's better on offense than it is on defense. I think Washington has a better chance of pulling off an upset against Tampa just because of the way that their season has gone and the type of teams that have been able to beat them.
Jared Dubin joins us, CBS Sports, on a Progressive Guest Line. The Colts at 11-5, and we talked about the Bills, and we talked about all the things that they're doing right. What makes the Colts a dangerous team?
Their defense is really, really good. Their offensive line is just absolutely mauling everything in front of them right now. And like Jonathan Taylor's getting 4 or 5 yards downfield before he even gets touched. And, their Philip Rivers throughout his career, when you give him a clean pocket and you give him time to throw, he can hit throws downfield, and he's going to, you know, he's going to check down 35 times a game to his running backs, tight ends or whatever. But if you give him enough time, he's not going to make that many mistakes. And when your defense is really good and you got an offense that doesn't turn the ball over and can, you know, gain small chunk yards, through the run and big chunk yards through the air, if the quarterback's well protected, that's a team that's set up pretty well for success.
Jared Goff, do we have any early indication on where he may be at before that game against Seattle?
I mean, I saw him throwing before the game yesterday. They showed some clips on TV, and he looked pretty good. I know that John Walford, you know, acquitted himself fairly nicely against Arizona yesterday. I don't know that, you know, you would necessarily expect the same thing to happen next week, especially now that there's a, you know, another game's worth of tape on him out there. I did like what he gave them just in terms of his mobility. That's something that you're really not going to get from Goff ever. But you would think that the Rams are going to have a lot more trust in their actual starter. And if he can get on the field, they'll put him on the field.
Jared Duman again, CBS Sports. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us on Monday.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You got a Progressive quote, buy and save on your home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. Coming up, Ren and I give you your thoughts as we head into playoff week and all the analysis that will be taking place as we head into the postseason of the National Football League. Next on Sports Map Radio.